This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone sitting up straight? Hour number two of USA Prepares, Rich Sheepins with us. Rich, I mentioned at the beginning of today's class that the skies were being sprayed. An hour later, nice overcast skies. So we don't have to worry about that bright sunshine. It's now overcast by the spraying in the occlusion of the skies by the aircraft that are wasting fuel, burning holes through the atmosphere, reducing the amount of oxygen that we have to breathe. There it is. And it just continues. Back to you, Rich.
Thank you, Vince. And as I try and say every broadcast, I appreciate you letting me exercise my First Amendment rights that so many people died for. For our freedoms and liberties. Okay, right before the break, I don't know if you heard it, folks, but Red Cross, declares first ever blood crisis in the U.S. I'll let you figure out why that is the case. In fact, I'll let you figure this out, too. Warnings label on cigarettes have now been changed to cover for all the extra deaths, claiming that now small amounts of smokers can trigger deaths. Do I need to fill in the blanks? You're connecting the dots at home or in your vehicle listening to this. I know you are. Next, Health MIT. Educated doctor ordered to undergo a psych evaluation after prescribing ivermectin. This is how they do it, folks. They basically, you don't follow the protocol. You don't sell the narrative. They say you're crazy or you're a domestic terrorist or you're a white supremacist or you're a, you know what, folks, ready? Controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent hater, conspiracy theorist. And just a little sidebar here. Do you remember the movie with Charlton Heston called Soylent Green? Remember what year that movie was supposed to pretend to be happening? 2022. As Steve Bannon says, there are no coincidences. And I'll let you finish that, connect that dot too. All right, folks, moving on. Global economy heading for mother of all supply chain shocks as China locks down ports. Do you think this isn't part of the plan? If you don't think this is part of the plan that's been planned for decades, please send me a check and I'll send you a bridge. Next, U.S. producer price inflation jumps 9.7% in December from a year ago. This is year-over-year increase. It's a record as the U.S. dollar plummets. Think about that, folks. When you have the producer price index, the PPI, which measures inflation at the wholesale levels, jumping that far, what do you think is going to happen to retail prices? What do you think is going to happen when you have X amount of dollars chasing a smaller amount of goods? I know this. I'm going to try not to connect too many dots because I know this audience knows this stuff. Next, whistleblower. This is a whistleblower. We need more whistleblowers at every level, every government institution and agency, every big corporation. America needs heroes. Okay, the whistleblower says that military is softening standards, and this is not new. This has been happening for many years. So a female captain in special forces who quit three times can be the first woman pass. Now, folks, I want to connect a few dots for you here. I want to talk about all this designed mind control, the trigger words, all the studies, the psychological studies that we've shared with you from MIT, from the Yale study, where people, they believe official authorities and they'll do anything, including torture their fellow Americans. We've given so many of these different studies. But I want you to connect the PSYOPs, the electromagnetic radiation, what 5G technology is going to do, and we've shared all this with you over the years. The behavior modification, the controlled reactions, creating virtual reality and creating victim group status and protectionist group status and rewarding mediocrity. When you eliminate merit under the guise of equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, equality, equity, inclusiveness, all these BS politically corrupt buzzwords, and when we show you the math and the economics on how it has nothing to do with any of it, never did. It's a distraction. It's a divide and conquer strategy. It's a dumbing down effect. It's all about division. And because we've showed you the math and the economics that show all the money is going from the little guy to the top 1%. So how can anybody buy equality, fairness, tolerance when you eliminate merit and you make work or jobs illegitimate, you eliminate value, then everything gets centralized because useful idiots are fighting each other and no one sticks up for we the people. You're being played, you're being conned, you're being duped, and we've connected all these dots. We've talked about math formation psychosis, mind control, how they use fear, how they use hypnosis, how they brainwash the population. They turn mass people into followers. The Pentagon even admitted that they use mass formation psychosis for population control. It includes divide and conquer strategies, and it includes lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Do you feel that we're all controversial races, bigger sex, misogynists, and, you know, the whole works, right? You've heard me say that all the time. But they're using professional wordsmithing. They're using media propaganda. They're using subliminal messages in every movie and sitcom. They're using Hegelian dialectic. The people who are being affected, who are actually demanding to feel entitled to play the victim group status card, who are actually demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for your group, which eliminates hard work from results, qualifications. Basically, those people are actually doubting their own value and destroying opportunity and our economy at the same time. And then the same group of people are demanding no protection, rights, or restitution for those of us under the rule of law who are targeted and affected. And that gives runaway power to the big corporations. I've given rap sheets of many of big corporations and all the fines that they've paid. And then the same useful idiots who are demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations cannot see that their work ethic, ability, and intelligence is being insulted. They can't see that they're being degraded. They can't see that they're being disrespected. You have the powers that be literally saying openly that your group can't compete. How do you empower a nation or a group by lowering the bars of standards and expectations like that? It's meant to make you submissive. It's meant to break your will so you're not called a controversial racist, bigot, second messiah. So you basically shut up. And they're using politically correct buzzwords like accountability, diversity, democracy, all hijacked by definition today. And then the people who speak up about it get demonized, discredited, and delegitimized when we connect the dots and we do the math and we show how rewarding mediocrity destroys our nation. When we show how the people are not getting opportunity and knowledge. We don't have any more productivity. We have no more ingenuity or innovation except for what the top 1% wants to do to us. We've given, when we delegitimize work, we literally give free lunch to the elite. We literally eliminate the rule of law with precedence. We are literally allowing ourselves to be deceived by some political correct deception and be sold out to the highest bidder. This is what hypocrisy, double standards, and brainwashing does. I've given so many of these clinical studies. I've given all the, I paraphrase and quoted Alinsky, Marx, the Communist Manifesto, the Frankfurt School, all of it. I've connected the dots with group identity politics and how their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. And people today, they see the race baiting, the gender baiting, the sexual orientation baiting, the religion baiting, and they're afraid to get out of their comfort zone. And we're being divided and conquered, and now we can't control our own destiny because we're losing to the elite who are biologically, chemically, technologically, and psychologically neutering the United States of America. We're allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves when we don't speak up about this. And all these dots are connected, folks. Let me give you one example. I read a few articles now how females in America, way more than males, are proponents of censorship. Why are they proponents of censorship? Because of stories like this. Because they don't want other useful idiots to be unwoke. See, when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, when you get something that's not earned, you're not benefiting your group. You're destroying your country. Same with, you know, the Micah Brzezinskis and the Chrissy Wallaces. Nepotism connections is the same thing. There's no value. This is why our lawyers, judges, politicians, and bankers have no more respect because they've dishonored their professions. The FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, the government workers, the big corporations. Look at all the investigations, a.k.a. cover-ups. The CDC, the FDA, the NIH, the World Health Organization, the AMA, Big Pharma, all healthcare, hospitals. Doctors making money for COVID diagnosis, changing death certificates. We've given all this, all the propaganda hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting from the journalists, all the government institutions and organizations. No more election integrity countrywide. Law enforcement's being stolen. No more border. Opening practice of genocide and eugenics. Thanks to Gates and Fauci et al. Installing politicians, redefining words, experts, official authorities, meaning nothing. This is why all connected, all these dots are connected, including the financial gimmickry of our so-called economy. No more manufacturing. No rule of law. Proven January 6th planned false flag. Healthcare phony, money phony, economy phony, education academia phony. Jobs unearned based on what group you're in. Folks, when I even talk this because of time, I practically half talk in code because of the lack of time we have. We have to speak up. I'll be right back after this break.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
You know, folks, everything is connected. We've spent a lot of time talking about the objectives, you know, how the climate change from the vaccines, the Great Reset, to the financial enslavement, transfer of wealth, carbon footprints, the science sustainability, MMT, UBI, delegitimizing work, critical race theory, centralized money, ESG, EDI, all run by non-elected people. We've talked about the agenda. We've connected all of these dots. I don't have time to go through each and every one, but I've done it several times over the past year and a half. It's all obvious. They're like a bad boxer. They telegraph every punch. We have to realize that when they enforce fraud and they say that capitalism must go, when these people have used crony capitalism, didn't even earn their jobs, And there's so much illegitimacy and fascism and wealth inequality. And we're fighting against each other because we have useful idiots sticking up for their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun instead of being an American. Look, part of the big agenda is look at the real savings rate. You hear that term real because you got to incorporate inflation. For the bottom 93%, it's negative. At best, it's zero. But it's negative because inflation's so high. There's bubbles everywhere. Why do you think the elite wants to put your money into equities? What's going to happen when the music stops, when you're buying equities at peak valuations? If they didn't have stimulus packages, whatever term they use for it, for the day, afloat right now, folks. Look, the powers that be goal is to make the bottom 93% insolvent. They want to force savers from cash to risky assets. And cash, when all this comes down, may not even be worth anything. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't predict the future. But when you delegitimize work and you literally feel entitled by the elites with their psyops to make you play the victim group status card and demand that you lower the bars of standards and expectations for your job, you've eliminated everybody's opportunity in the whole country. You've destroyed your own country while you're enabling and protecting the most corrupt organizations in government and big corporations and giving them liability immunity at the same time. All right, I got to go on to more articles, folks. U.S. Army offers max enlistment bonus of $50,000 to new recruits as service struggles to lure new soldiers. Think about that, folks. When you delegitimize work, when you know you're not going to get rewarded or promoted or even get the job based on your hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, that you're going to get it based on, oh, your gender, the gender you identify, your sexual orientation, your skin pigmentation shade, your religion, et cetera, et cetera. Where's the incentive to work? This is all part of the psyops. We've connected these dots many, many times. It's design mind control. Why do you think suicides are record? Why do you think drug use are records? People, the despair is off the charts, folks. Next, BlackRock's assets top $10 trillion on biggest quarterly inflow since 2015. You really think it's about equality, fairness, tolerance, and your pronoun, hyphen, and your group? Really? Really? Next. Globalist wealth of 10 richest men doubled during the pandemic. Incomes of 99% of humanity drop. Really, folks? Really? We've gone very specific and detailed with names, with math, with economics. We've talked about stock buybacks till I can't breathe anymore. I'm blue in the face. We've talked about all the loopholes, the too big to fail, the too big to jail. Next, the dollar has entered a death spiral, and a lot more inflation is on the way. Democrats, $625 billion tax cut for the wealthy elite. Essential ahead of midterms.
We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A U.S. appeals court transferred a challenge to Texas heartbeat law to the state Supreme Court in a 2-1 vote last night. The Supreme Court did not rule on the merits of the Texas law, but the justice's decision paved the way for lower courts to decide whether it's constitutional. Unusually high waves attributed to the eruption of an underwater volcano near Tonga over the weekend caused an oil spill on the Peruvian coast. But authorities said Monday the spill was controlled within hours. Apparently a tanker was unloading the oil when waves broke the connection to shore. Grant Alexander on NBC News describes a site in New Zealand caused by a tsunami.
And they popped their heads out of their boat to see a red catamaran going over the top of my boat. So that is a force of nature there.
At least two people are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the eruption. The asteroid 7482 is expected to fly by our planet around 4:51 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Virginia's 74th Governor, Glenn Youngkin, delivers his first address to their joint assembly Monday.
We're going to start by investing in Virginia classrooms. Education is the key to opportunity, the means by which all children and their parents can realize their greatest dreams. Virginia schools have a lofty reputation, but lately we've not lived up to that reputation. In fact, our education standards for math and reading are now the lowest in the nation. Unelected political appointees lowered standards, which inevitably led to a decline in student performance. 60% of students don't meet national proficiency standards, including over 70% of Latino students and over 80% of black students. They're failing to meet the standard on the math NAEP tests. Remarkably, these dramatic declines, noted by the National Center for Educational Statistics, have only seen one Virginia school that was deemed failing because accreditation standards were lowered. Starting now, we're ending the accountability shell game intended to make us feel good, but amount to the often stated soft bigotry of low expectations. Let's stop cheating our kids.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Did I just hear that right? Virginia is among the worst public school systems in the country. Wow. In 1993, when I was there teaching in Virginia's public school system, our county was one of the best in the country. So if I heard that right, the top of the hour news, or bottom of the hour news, we went from one of the best in the country in 1993 to one of the worst in the country right now? Wow. Did I hear that right, Rich?
You did. But you did hear some good things. You know, he used words like standards, low expectations, words that you've heard me use many times, including today. And, you know, he's actually doing some pretty good stuff. He did 11 executive orders on the first day of office. He abolished critical race theory and vaccine mandates. See, this is when I connect these psyops, the designed mind control, the behavior modifications. Okay, so the useful idiots yell, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, and talk about hate conspiracy. See, this is what happens when we delegitimize work, when we lose confidence in the system. When, with all the brainwashing studies of all these so-called official authorities that don't practice what they preach, they want submissive conformity because nobody is doing their job. And this is how they consolidate power, money, and control. We literally have American sellouts who didn't earn their job, who got it based on their nepotism connections or their victim group status. It's not just bad policy and poor leadership. You got to remember, this is all by design. And they want you to use default terms. Terms like, again, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe. They want you to ignore merit. They want to hide their crimes. They want you to look over here and not over there. I think he's, I read some not too good things about this new governor, but I'll tell you, I love the Winsome Sears, the lieutenant governor behind in Virginia. She's awesome. I mean, she really puts racism in its place and talks about the psyops behind it. You know, I think this should be a great metaphor. Her name is Winsome. I think everybody on the left should be called Lose Some. What do you think? Anyway, I got to go back to articles, Vince, because I'm looking at the time, if that's okay with you, buddy.
Sure, I was just thinking about Lose Some. I think it's more like Lose All.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Pardon me for laughing, folks, but it's Vince is right. Okay, I'm gonna shortcut, and I've already deleted a bunch of articles over the break, so here we go. This is less than half an hour left. Dems hide H.R. 1 in NASA bill to sneak through radical election takeover policies ahead of midterms. See, folks, this is how they do it. It's all rigged. Everything is done under the table. It's all fake. It's all phony. It's all made up. Next, USA. We all know USA Today, right? The paper? Well, they are seeking to justify pedophilia, and they called it merely, you ready for these quotes, inappropriate and among the most misunderstood conditions. Yeah. You really want to leave your kids in public schools, folks? And USA Today has another column calling for California to, quote, abolish parenthood. Now, we can talk about this article for a year, but I don't have the time. And this is what you can't, look, you can't, everything that these people say is to take America to make sure we lose everything. And then they demonize, discredit, and delegitimize the good people. Do you know Ralph Northam, speaking of Virginia, he pardoned a Democrat state senator jailed for underage sex crimes in his final act as Virginia governor. And I think this Democrat state senator, the sex crime was against a 10-year-old girl. You really think it's about equality, fairness, tolerance? Really? Please. This is getting stupid now. Next. Zuckerberg directly implicated in huge backroom deal in 2018 law enforcement bombshell. I know, you think he'll go to jail? How do you go to jail when you've paid everybody off? Next, World News Russia shelves plan for nationwide vaccine passport. Shelves plan. What's another word for shelves? Delete. omit, get rid of, ixnay. That's right. Next, why are they building a concrete wall around the White House is the title of this article. Why are they building a concrete wall around the White House? Vince, if you would like to give your two cents before I go on to the next article, I would like to know what you think, because it sounds to me like they're preparing for something big.
I hope they don't miss. So, that's a tongue-in-cheek class. Over the years, I remember, Rich, when you used to be able to go to the White House, you could actually have a elementary school tour, and you could go and visit the White House. And then, well, we're not doing tours anymore. Then they put up a fence. Then they put up another fence. Then you get shot if you're on the lawn. Then they have these barriers, these concrete barriers that you couldn't get through with it with an armored tank. Yeah, that's what we've become. They want to protect themselves. I'm talking about the people in the White House, and I believe they have secret tunnels in order to enter and exit the White House. So, you know, they can go to work. They go into one building, hop on the elevator, go down, you know, a few stories, and then walk through a tunnel and then end up at work in the White House and other federal buildings. I don't believe all the employees go to work through the front door that you would expect them to go through. I believe they go to work through secret tunnels, and they leave through secret tunnels. So you don't know where they, you know, if you wanted to follow somebody home and figure out how nice of a house they live in and see if your house compares to theirs, and maybe if you'd like to see the color scheme that they use so that you can use that same color scheme on your house so that you can, you know, kind of keep up with the Joneses. I don't think they go to work through the same doors that you think they go to work through. I think they're hiding. And I'm not advocating anything. I'm just saying I think that's what's happened. And I think it's a shame that we can't visit the White House any longer. And why is that? Because the people who work there are afraid. Why are they afraid? Because they're doing things that the people don't want them to do. Back to you, Rich.
What people don't want them to do? Gosh, are you listening to some of these articles? Sounds like anything goes. Look what USA Today is proposing to get rid of parenthood. School district defends after-school Satan Club for first to fifth graders, calling it equal access. I know some of you think I make this stuff up. I know you do. And this is why I tell everybody, don't believe a word we say. Do your own reading. Do your own research. Do your own vetting. I'm going to repeat that article because I know a few people probably fell off their chairs or drove up on the curb for you AMFM listeners. School district defends after-school Satan Club for first to fifth graders. I didn't say that slow to be condescending, but please don't take it that way, because I know it's hard to believe. Next, Washington State has legalized flesh goo liquefaction of human corpses 1 year before activating COVID concentration camps. I'm not kidding you, folks. This is what happens when you're politically correct. This is what happens when you allowed yourself to be distracted, dumbed down, and divided. This is what happens when you don't speak up. Authoritarianism, communism, fascism, it's all alive and well. And you remember that one comment I made about that movie with Charlton Heston? That movie was supposed to be in 2022. Isn't that appropriate? Flesh goo is legalized. They're pouring it on vegetables for fertilizer. Well, what happens when we don't have any more energy from fossil fuels and we can't make fertilizer? Basically,
and we dry out the bodies and use them as wood. Yeah, Rich, you mentioned Soylent Green before. I don't know if the entire class knows that there was a movie with Charlton Heston decades ago. And Soylent Green was something that you would eat. It would be, not like quite lab grown, but factory grown or factory processed foodstuffs. And it was literally liquefied and dried out people. Back to you.
Yeah. Well, if there's so much warning about ending natural gas, ending fossil fuels, how are we going to get fertilizer? Especially when you got Gates, Bezos, and China, the three biggest landowners in America. And we got Rupert Murdoch buying 340,000 acres in Montana. You have less of the little people that has access to hunting, to fishing, to self-sufficiency. All of this is connected, folks. And then there's a warning here. The next article says that empty shelves and food shortages are going to continue for a long time to come. And Vince talked earlier about the major airlines warning of catastrophic distribution because of 5G service. This is a really big problem here, folks. And I want to talk about this one article. Joe Rogan basically has had some, you know, he's got a lot of reach, a lot of reach with his listeners, in the way up in the millions. I think he's even more than Alex Jones. And he's really, really done his research and reading lately and come alive for the American people. And he's been interviewing a lot of good physicians. And the powers that be don't like the messages from him and his interviews. So apparently there's 300 doctors who are trying to cancel Joe Rogan. Well, it turned out to be 270, and it wasn't even mostly doctors. It wasn't even mostly doctors. It's all BS, folks. It's students. It's Democrat podcasters. It's those. You cannot believe anything that comes out of the mainstream media. Because if you are for the people, if you're for freedom, if you're for liberty, if you're for rule of law, if you're for due process, if you're for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you will be demonized, discredited, and delegitimized up and down, left and right, and it won't stop. Vince, I'll tell you what I'll do. We only have a few more minutes left of one more segment. I'm going to give you the microphone and comment on any of those articles that you found interesting.
All right, we'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans. And so, Rich, back in 1967. The first commercially produced microwave oven was made available. It was through the Amana / Raytheon company. And it was a really interesting thing. You could put an item in this cavity or this box, and you could push a button and you wouldn't see anything happening. You could hear the hum of the 60-cycle hum of the transformer. But there was no light, there was no heat, and let's say put a hot dog in there, it would magically cook. It was amazing. Well, that frequency was the same frequency that I used to experiment in 1970, about 3 years later, and I did my own experiment with microwaves, and frankly, it absolutely, positively cooked a hot dog. I took a hot dog that we normally didn't eat in our household, that kind of hot dog, and not frozen, just refrigerated, put it in a microwave cavity, and within a minute that thing was hot enough to put it in a bun and eat it. Well, that is the same frequency range, you know, plus or minus a little bit. Actually, it's 2.45 hertz, but we're in a spectrum now that the 5G rollout, actually a multiple of 2.45 gigahertz is what they're using for the 5G rollout. So if you could cook a hot dog in 1970 in a microwave oven, do you think that maybe we're experimenting with things that are really, really dangerous? The answer is absolutely. So the airline industry is up in arms about the AT&T and Verizon, two evil companies, in my opinion, deploying 5G services so that vehicles can be autonomously driven and tracked on the surface of the earth. There's absolutely no reason that I can think of that we should be using the marketing misinformation that you can download a movie faster. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. And anybody who needs or believes that that's important is an idiot. We are damaging nature. We're destroying birds. We're destroying insects. You haven't seen bees around in a long time. When I was a child, you'd see birds sitting on the power lines. You know, they'd be taking a break, they'd be flying, they'd see power lines, they'd land on them, they'd take a break, and then they'd continue on their journey. You hardly ever see that anymore. Where are the squirrels? Where are they? Well, we've destroyed the ecosystem. We've destroyed the biological system where insects are prey to larger animals and so forth. And ultimately, there's us at the top of the food chain. We're destroying it rapidly. And AT&T and Verizon are really part of the destruction. And they'll say things like, well, you know, there's no evidence that proves that microwaves are damaging birds and bees. And, well, without bees, you don't have pollinization. At least naturally. You'd have to artificially pollinate plants so that you can have food. So here we have AT&T and Verizon competing in the destruction of the planet. And it's an outrage. And the federal government is allowing the 5G rollout. They're in charge. The Federal Communications Commission, although it's a corporation, I'm sure, is allowing the 5G rollout. Why do we need it? We absolutely, positively don't need it, and it should be stopped. And I know what's going to happen. And I'm not advocating this, but I imagine that I'm not going to say it, because I'll have visitors at the front door. People are going to use their own imagination when they finally realize how bad this rollout is. They're going to use their own imagination. It's terrible. Elon Musk is up there. Are out there putting up satellites. Tens of thousands are his plan. Put satellites in space that are going to... communication satellites. What do you think that means? What is a communication satellite? You think that one satellite talks to another and that's what they're doing? They're communicating that way? No. There's communications up and down. Microwave communications. And the down part is where you get sprayed with microwaves. It's killing all of us. Cancer is out of control. Diseases are out of control. And yet, tomorrow's the rollout. So, what are you going to do? Are you going to say to your neighbor who's the 5G fan, who can't wait to get a 5G device? You're going to say, yeah, I'm impressed. You are so smart. Or are you going to say you're an idiot and I never want to talk to you again? Just like the people who have voted for the current regime. And you think, well, you know, maybe it wasn't such a good regime they voted for. So things aren't working so well. Are they your friends? Not one of them is my friend. Not one. Rich, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm sorry to end
Thank you, Vince.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.